Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Growing up in the church, and I do literally mean in the church, since you all know my dad was a pastor, everything we did revolved around the church and in the church. I became very familiar with ASAP. Folks would call the house telling my dad that there had been an accident on the farm. They needed to get him to the hospital. He needed to get there ASAP. My dad would give my mom his sermon for Sunday so that she could look over it, read it, and then create a poem prayer that he could read at the end of his sermon. But he needed that sermon back ASAP so we could study it for Sunday. The organist always wanted the hymns ASAP for Sunday worship so she could get her portion of the service ready. Because church life revolves around people and volunteers and weekly schedules and around many unforeseen emergencies, ASAP just seems to be a way of life for a pastor and for those in the church. Now, after having functioned in the pastoral office for a number of years myself, I've got to experience the importance of ASAP quite often. Everyone's always in a hurry. Everyone's always busy, and no one ever has enough time to get anything done. And so ASAP has become a way of life, not only for us in the church, but I'm sure you've experienced that in your lives also. And that's okay, as long as we know what those letters stand for. Up until our September newsletter, I always thought they stood for as soon as possible. But via Duana's article, which I'm sure most of you read, I learned a much more helpful, more spiritual, and more empowering meaning for those letters. Always say a prayer. Many years ago, I read a book entitled Too Busy Not to Pray. The title seemed counterintuitive to the common hearer. But to the person who walks with God, it makes perfect sense. The busier we are, the more necessary it is that we be in prayer. Because only God can multiply our efforts in the same way that He multiplied the fishes and the loaves of bread on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Only He can multiply our efforts so that we can achieve and accomplish more than we could ever achieve and accomplish simply on our own. Things that we have neither the patience nor the skill nor the time to do. Only with God can we accomplish those things which we simply cannot do on our own. And thus, the imperative need for us to be people who are in prayer, availing ourselves to the power of God, regardless of, and especially because of the busy of our lives. Have you ever wanted to know precisely how important and effective prayer really is? Then I would encourage you to read once again our text for this morning from James. In six short verses, James states, he reiterates, and he emphasizes the power of prayer. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. And all that is vocal singing prayer. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Prayer is the power cord of our lives. Prayer connects us to God. When we pray, we are plugged in to God. We are connected to 50,000 spiritual watts of God power. That's why the prayers of God's people are powerful and effective, because they connect us to the power of God, the one for whom all things are possible. And that's a starting point for each and every one of our days on this earth, and the starting point for every task that we undertake, and the starting point for every challenge that we are about to face, and every trial that we are about to endure is prayer. Are you sick? Pray. Are you in trouble? Pray. Are you starting a new job? Heading off on a trip? Ending a relationship? Pray. ASAP. Always say a prayer. That should be the mindset by which we live and we breathe each and every moment of every day. For the prayers of God's people offered up in faith can move mountains and change lives. At least, that's what the scriptures say. That's basically what our text today from James says. And that is most certainly what our Lord Jesus also said. Prayer is our access point to the limitless power of God. But most of us don't believe that, do we? I mean, not really. We believe in prayer as a valuable spiritual discipline, a discipline which periodically has some amazing results. But we tend to see it more as a hit or miss proposition. Sometimes it helps. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes God answers. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes it makes a difference, and sometimes it really doesn't. That's how we tend to view prayer, isn't it? Why shouldn't we? Because we've all had plenty of times in our lives in which our prayers didn't seem powerful or effective. When the sick person wasn't made well. Where God seemed strangely silent. You know, God seemed strangely silent on the night of Jesus' arrest, too. When Jesus prayed to his Father to remove the cup of suffering that lay before him. But God didn't. And God seemed strangely silent while Jesus was dying on a cross. And he cries out, "Why have you forsaken me?" But he got no answer. Yet neither of these two examples negate the truth in our text that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. God heard the prayer of his son. And God answered the prayer of his son. He answered it by letting him bear the punishment of our sin and then raising him from the dead. If the goal of prayer is always and only to change our environment or to improve our circumstances, well, then the effectiveness and power of many of our prayers is probably in question. But if the goal of prayer is to be obedient to God, and in the course of that obedience, we then grow in our relationship with God, then prayer is always powerful and effective. Sometimes we forget that prayer is a privilege, one that is afforded to us simply because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Without his forgiveness, we would have no right nor access to the throne room of God. But because of Jesus' sacrifice, we are not only permitted into God's presence, but we are commanded to enter into his presence through prayer, often and always. It is both our God-earned right and our God-ordained calling. We are to be a people of prayer. Not simply because he promises to answer us, which he does, and not simply because there is power in prayer, which there is, but simply because he calls us and he commands us to pray. May we thus heed God's calling and obey his command in any and every situation of our lives. ASAP, always saying a prayer. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. We continue our worship through the gifts of our offerings.